We are speaking on the telephone right now with Charlie Pierce. An interesting press release came across through the email to me the other day, and immediately it popped up. I've got to find out more about this. It's on the Thorne building, and the press release basically said that the Thorne, the board of the nonprofit Thorne Building Committee, announced that they have hired an architect and a team for the revitalization of the Thorne Building. So first of all, let's bring in one of the four trustees who's on that committee, and that is Charlie Pierce. Charlie, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you. I welcome the opportunity to talk with you about this this effort.
As I said to Charlie off air before we started recording, this caught my eye because there's certain communities have certain buildings that the minute you hear the name, you know the community, and the Thorne Building is one of those in Millbrook. And I guess, Charlie, what we'll start off with is a little history of the Thorne Building for people that are listening and don't understand exactly how important the Thorne Building is and why it stands out so much in the history.
Well, the Thorne Building was built in 1893, and it was given in its totality by the Thorne family to the village of Millbrook with the understanding that it would be used primarily for educational purposes. And so from 1893 to the early 1960s, it was a public school. And then in the 1960s, the village felt the need to build some other public schools in the area, which they did. And the Thorne Building then from the early 60s to really 2 or 3 years ago was used off and on by various organizations, but it didn't have any clear, consistent use. And so there were many, many people, including Oakley Thorne, the current head of the family, who have long wanted to figure out some way to put this building to better use. So that is how it all began.
Now, I guess it's a major step what you did, and that is by selecting an architect and a team. And who's the architect you selected? And explain the importance, because really, this is you. When you hire an architect for a building like this, your board has a vision, and you want it to commingle, obviously, with the architect you choose.
Right. Marshall, let me, by way of answering that, let me just step back one major step, and that is to say that when in early 2017 the mayor of the village decided that he wanted to have a conversation with Oakley Thorne about what we might do about this building, a decision was made by the mayor to bring a group of local citizens together to discuss this idea. The mayor did that. There was definite interest in it. But what particularly grew out of it was a decision by Oakley and others that we should make an effort to go out into the town to discover what the residents of the town would like to occur in this building. And so a planning committee was formed. We hired a consultant to help us go out into the community to solicit their views. And that whole process probably took a year and a half. But it's a very important step that we took, because we were able to discover what the community was interested in and how interested they were. And we were also able to go to talk with all elements within the community. And that built public support, at least for the idea of what we were planning to undertake. And then that eventually led to a public approval of a public hearing, a public approval of what we were trying to do in a general way, and that then enabled us finally to hire, to have an architectural search, which we did, and to choose at the end of it Michael Sloan, who by chance happens to be a remote relative of the or descendant of the Thorne family. But that isn't the reason he was chosen. He was chosen because of the six people we saw. We honestly thought he would suit our needs best.
And what ideas do you have that with this revitalization of the Thorne Building, what you're going to do with it? Is it going to be part entertainment, part educational? I mean, what ideas do you have that you want to incorporate in that building? Because, folks, it is a beautiful building, and it's a large building as well.
Yes, it is. It has 25,000 square feet. And basically, in broad strokes, we think of it as an opportunity to enrich the cultural and the educational and indeed the economic life of the village and the neighboring towns. And one of the principal things we're certainly going to do is it has a magnificent auditorium that can probably seat up to 175 up to 200 people. And we hope to be able to show films there and hold concerts and lectures and public meetings. It's also a space that we could hire out to people who wanted to hold special social events like weddings and so on. And then there are a number of other really wonderful open, airy, bright spaces, and we plan to use them in a variety of ways. From some of them will be art galleries or galleries related to various exhibitions or artist display of their works. One of the other major things we're interested in doing is creating on a model basically of WeWork, a space where people could come in and make use of the various laptops and printers, and there would be excellent Wi-Fi, and it would be a workspace where a lot of people who now work at home could come and work in relative peace and quiet there. And in the basement of the building, there's going to be a large kitchen, and we're exploring ways in which we might be able to teach classes, have classes taught there, as well as perhaps a small cafe. And it would also obviously be the basis for any catering of social events that we wanted to use.
We're speaking with Charlie Pearson. We're talking about the Thorne Building, the building committee in Millbrook. And, you know, the outside of the building looks like it's in remarkably great shape. Is the inside in as good a shape?
I would say, as it turns out, according to experts who have looked at both, that the exterior is indeed in remarkable shape. And the interior, if you were to walk through the building with me now, you would see definitely needs work. But happily, it is not going to need major structural renovation. But it obviously will need to be rewired, replumbed. We have to make sure that all the Wi-Fi is in there. And certainly in terms of the theater, that we have all the state-of-the-art technology so that we can produce first-rate events in that area. But it's more of a cosmetic job within than a structural job.
And of course, bringing it up to ADA standards and things like that.
Right.
I guess this is really early on. Do you have any budget in mind for this? And of course, budgets are only a snapshot in time. But and how are you going to raise the funds for this?
We are working on obtaining from the architect cost estimates for the exterior renovation of the building, as well as the interior renovation of the building. We would be very pleased to get the estimates for the exterior of the building as soon as possible, because if we could then go out and raise the funds, we could begin that project. And I think that would be a very dramatic outward and visible sign that this project is really going forward. And we are planning to raise the necessary funds, and we still don't know precisely what those funds are, what the amount's going to be, but I think we will know it by the middle of the summer. And so we are now having discussions about the fundraising efforts that we should make from everyone in the community, and obviously we hope to receive some major gifts, but we also believe that everyone in the community should be asked and should feel happy about the thought of supporting this new place for them to go to enrich the quality of their lives.
You know, what I love about this, years ago in Canaan, Connecticut, the Canaan Theater was restored.
Right.
And Stissing in Pine Plains, they restored a community center there, a building where you used to drive by and you didn't even see it because it was so overgrown. Because these are all hearts of the community. And what they do is not only do they benefit the community itself, but they benefit the region and the greater region as well. It extends far more than just people in Millbrook enjoying the Thorne Building. It involves having people be involved from really all over the area.
That's absolutely right, Marshall. And that's certainly one of our driving convictions, that there is a need for it. This building is really an extraordinary building from an architectural point of view. And we really do believe that we can adapt it to offer these various programs, which we obviously hope will be attractive to people, that will bring people not only to the building but to the village. And so if it's done right, and we're obviously trying hard to do it that way, it's basically a win-win situation.
And the great thing about revitalizing these old buildings, and the city of Kingston now is regretting a decision that when I moved there many, many years ago, they tore down their old post office, which was absolutely a gorgeous building, and it was replaced with a Jack in the Box, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But they regret it now when people look back, because buildings like this also show the town's history.
Mm-hmm.
Just by having the building there, it's part of the town's history.
Well, it absolutely is, and it is obviously part of this particular family's issue, history. And and the wonderful thing is that that not only the Thorne family, but I think many, many other people within the community are really very positive about this and would love to see it come to pass. So we have lots of reasons to try to make this work.
Well, when you get those numbers together and you get a little bit more together, please let us know. And once again, we'll speak to you, and then we'll at that time we can unveil some of the things that are planned for it, and we will see if we can get people to help you out. But this sounds like a great idea, Charlie. Thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Well, thank you, Marshall, very much indeed.